A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can always follow him on Twitter on X, at Munsley. Also, check out the CAA's Tiger Basketball Podcast. Kind enough to join us each and every Monday. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is Red Cross. It's a song.
It's kind of rocking.
Yeah, it's called "It's the Little Things." It's a cover of a Sonny Bono song, and it's wonderful. They've had it on. They released it in 1987. It's off their album Neurotica.
Well, there you go. Everybody, go download, like, subscribe. You know the drill. Okay, I was thinking about this last week because I was joking how if you went over to like CBS Sports or ESPN.com and like you started to read the headlines, you're like, oh, we're at that point of the calendar. But Jerry Palm's got a bracketology up over at CBS Sports, and he does include the Tigers in it. But the thing that I thought was interesting is the AAC only has one team, and the Tigers had a 10 seed. So presumably Palm has Memphis as the automatic qualifier from a one bid league. And it got me thinking this way. Whenever we see like the preseason rankings, do you expect the Tigers will be the preseason favorite in the American?
The only team that I can think of that if it's not going to be the Tigers, there's only one other team I can think of that it would be, and it's UAB. And that's because Andy Kennedy is back. Obviously, UAB was a they didn't win the league, but what were they were top three or four, maybe five. I forget exactly how the standings finished last year, but they
like,
were.
Didn't,
they
wasn't
were,
there like a big tie? Like I feel like there was a big tie.
Yeah, there was, but they were an NCAA tournament team last year, and arguably their best player from last season, Yaxel Lindeborg, is back, and then again, you know, Andy Kennedy is back, so. There's some continuity there. They did lose quite a few pieces, but to get to your point, if I were predicting, making predictions today, I would predict that the Tigers, the Tigers would be my favorite to win the league. And I, you know, there are a few reasons for that. I think what they've done this offseason is what I think, I've said this to a couple of people, I think by the time it's all said and done, no matter how deep they go or don't go in the postseason, I think this roster construction, it might be the best of any year since Penny took over, and that includes the season with Kendrick Davis and DeAndre Williams. And for me, for my money, that roster, I think, is the best one that he has put together so far. You know, and I'm not saying that there's a Kendrick Davis or a DeAndre Williams on this roster, but I think that, and I've talked about this a lot all offseason, I really think that the way they have paid very, very close attention to fit and roles and not just going and grabbing whoever they can and you know, like not paying attention to, you know, not getting caught up in the race, so to speak, like not panicking, not settling. They came up with a plan, a game plan, and they stuck to it. And it's paid off pretty well, I think. I mean, yeah, they've missed on some guys, but like, I just think when you stack it all up and you lay it all out and whatever, and you look at what they've done, there's just, it seems like they put together just a really, really strong puzzle. And not only that, they've all been here for what now, 6 weeks. And, that is a first to have this many players on campus this early, under Penny Hardaway. So we don't even know what a Penny Hardaway basketball team, where the majority of it is all together as soon as the rules allow, even looks like. Like that to me is going to be really, really interesting. It's like, we're kind of going into this season faced with an unprecedented type situation. So, but no, to get back to your original thing is I think Memphis is, and I'm not the only one, obviously. Jerry Palm thinks so, and Joe Lunardi does too. He's been doing his bracketologies now for a couple of months, and he's had the Tigers as the automatic, as the AQ every time he does it.
Yeah, and to me, it's like when you think about it in those terms that you laid out, this team's clearly going to have less excitement around it than...
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying to think. But I'm not viewing that as a bad thing. Like, I really do view this year as it's a get back on track season. It's the find your way back to the tournament. You know, if you win games, great. But to me, it's like get back on track and take the deep breath of, okay, this is not, you know, this isn't going in the worst case scenario that has been considered and discussed about. But it's like get back. But the challenge that I see, though, is, given, like, we always think about the Tigers seasons as, like, the non-conference at the early part always feels so significant because, like, that's where you build the resume. But to me, like, one of the big challenges I see for Penny Hardaway is, have we had a year where this team kind of met expectations during the regular season? I mean, I guess the Kendrick DeAndre year, like, they didn't win the league, but they certainly didn't damage themselves. Like, to me, the key is going to be, in conference play, you're going to have to take care of business.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're exactly right. Like, that was the whole thing leading into the Kendrick DeAndre year was, where is the hype? Like, if you remember, like, it was so jarring because every year up until that point, it was hype. And it was like, there really wasn't. It was so quiet that offseason, and it was very... like that was, I remember, you know, just talking about it constantly, like where this is weird, you know, and all they did was go out and win, I think 25 games, 27 games, something like that. And got to the, you know, got to the NCAA tournament and were within, you know, a bad break, away from potentially going on a major run.
26-9, and yes, and if they, like, yeah, I mean, who, if you win that game, you were almost assured of going at least to the Sweet 16, and you were going to go up against the Tennessee team that was devastated with injuries.
Yeah, so, like, I would say that team met expectations because there weren't really that many expectations. I think this team is going to benefit in the same way, because, you know, the way things ended this past season, I think a lot of people are approaching this next season as like, well, you know, we're gonna hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And, you know, if we're going by past history, that has worked out for Memphis in the past when there hasn't been a lot of hoopla and a lot of expectations attached to a team, that team did pretty well. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that they've done a really good job of finding not only positionally players that fit together, but also like pecking order wise. I mean, last week they go out and they add a guy who shot 40% from three last year, and that's really, really good. He was sixth in the conference last year in 3-point field goal percentage, but he's not coming in here. Like, you're not talking about a guy who's coming in who was the man on a bad UTSA team. Like, sure, he was a big part of that team, but like, we're not talking about a PJ Haggerty coming in here to crowd the room even more. You're talking about a guy who presumably they were very upfront with him and said, listen, you can really, really help us fill a need that we have, but also don't come in here thinking you're gonna take major minutes away from some of the guys who are already here. And you would think that if they told him that and he's here, then he agreed to that and he's okay with it. So, I feel like things are the quieter the better. It feels like for Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, though, you know, when you think about it, it's like, what is the intensity level going to be if we see that, you know, the Tigers have not an alarming non-conference, but they don't build a resume. And then we get into conference play, and let's say they finish either first or second in the league, but they're like 13-5. That conference tournament to me is just going to feel like just the ultimate like anxiety bowl.
Yeah, it's going to be high urgency if that's how it plays out. But what do you think? What do you think is, a 13-game non-conference schedule, knowing what we know about their non-conference? You got Ole Miss State, Clemson, Virginia. You've got the Maui
Arkansas
tournament. Arkansas State. I know we're missing San Francisco, UNLV. So, like, where is that line in terms of, you know, doing what you need to do to feel good going into conference about your resume and not?
Well, I mean, because that's kind of the other interesting thing. It's like when you start to look at, like, if you look at the bracketology, like the thing that I found interesting, it's like, okay, he has Missouri as a play-in team. Right. He has Clemson as a 9. He has Ole Miss, I believe they were a 6. Mississippi State, I beg your pardon, was a 9. I don't think he had I don't think he had UVA on there, and I don't think he had, I think those were the tournament teams. So, like, if you're taking it in that case, what, 8-5? I mean, the Maui thing is always interesting, of like, because it kind of winds up like, who do you play? Because, you know, if you get beat in that first round, you can kind of wind up in the bottom part of the bracket where maybe you pick up a couple of wins, but they're like kind of insignificant. I don't know. To me, it's like,
you say that, but every team in the Maui field, except for, trying to go through it in my head real quick. I'm looking at Jerry's bracketology, and I think every team, like Dayton is in his
field. So Auburn, Colorado, Dayton, Iowa State, Memphis, Michigan State, UNC, UConn, and then is Chaminade always plays, right?
No. It's
oh, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, Colorado is the only team not in Jerry's field. That's part of that. Part of that Maui Invitational. So, like, I don't know. I think 8-5 is probably right. Like, if you do that or better, you feel really, really, really good. If you do 7-6 or worse, then you're talking about probably having to, you know, win the league and do it pretty convincingly, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, because the way that I look at it, it's like when you go and you look at UAB's schedule and you look at the rest of the league, it seems like the only way that it's a multi-bid league is if Memphis gets the at-large bid. Like, Memphis is non-conference in their conference play. Maybe they get beat in the conference tournament. It's not going to get held against them. Their work in the regular season put them in. Like, to me, like, that's really the only way I see it.
But to your point, you know, you're talking about the bracketologists. They don't see that happening, apparently. If they're calling it a one bid league and Memphis is the bid, then they're not seeing that. They're seeing Memphis kind of, you know, either not doing what they should do in league play or
the 10 seed implies that to me, the 10 seed implies that they were pretty pedestrian in non-con.
In non-conference, yeah. But, I mean, like I was saying, that Maui Invitational field is loaded, and there. I mean, you know, the bracket hasn't been released, but, again, you're talking about only one team that, as we sit here today, is not a projected NCAA tournament team. So, like, the odds of playing three projected NCAA tournament teams are pretty high, and then you add in Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Clemson. I know Lunardi had UVA on his. Missouri is the play-in team you mentioned. So, I mean, you saw over the weekend or last week, there were some people talking about San Francisco as a dark horse NCAA tournament contender. So, like, I don't know. I'm not even sold. I'm kind of talking myself out of that line. Like, maybe 6 and 7 is still good enough depending on who you beat and who you lose to. Maybe 6 and 7 non-con is still good if you dominate.
Yeah, that was going to be the key to me. It's like if they clearly demonstrate, you know, a 2 or 3 loss conference season, like they clearly demonstrated they're the best team, then I think you can start to say, like, well, look at who they played in the non-con. Like, that's a great strength of schedule. And right. That can beef them up. But to me, like, that's kind of, we haven't really seen Memphis do that yet under Penny. Like, to me, like, that's kind of the interesting spot. Now, granted, the league is diminished, but, like, that's going to be the interesting parts, because I feel like there's always kind of this conference malaise, and I think the challenge is going to be avoiding that.
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right. That might define this. You know, this season, you know, removing whatever might happen in the postseason, everything up until that, obviously, I think you're right, is going to be defined by how they approach and handle themselves in AAC play. I mean, I forget what their conference record was. I could look it up.
I've got it. What year do you want?
The Kendrick DeAndre year when they were 26-9.
13-5.
And that's probably, I would think that's one of their better conference records under Penny Hardaway. So, yeah, if you feel like if they can do better than that, you know, at that, yeah, I think that how they get through the AAC this year is going to go a long way toward defining the season as a whole.
Munz, we appreciate it, buddy.
No, thank you.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.